Registration for DSNAP started in South Florida in mid-October. DSNAP is short for Disaster Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program. The program required in-person interviews, and at certain times, lines grew to tens of thousands of people waiting. The second round of registration earlier this month was no different. Juanita Dixon was in line at the BB&T Center, noticeably struggling as she pushed her walker.
They really don't look out for the handicap, because if they had, I don't think I would have been in the line, number one. And I can't do a whole lot of walking, so I'm really out of breath.
After a while, a worker pulled her out of line and sent her to the separate disability line she didn't know existed. At the massive sports complex, signs were only posted at the entrance to the disability line. Dixon stuck it out because she needed the help. She's on a fixed income of less than $1,000 a month.
I can't afford homeowner's insurance, and I had minor roof damage done. They blew off a few of the shingles off the roof. And I guess sooner or later, the roof will start to leak. I don't know. So now I got to worry about getting back to my car.
Dixon did walk away with a DSNAP card. The money for food will be loaded in a few days. But there were a lot of people who gave up, who were not able to stand in line for hours in the sun and rain because of their health or disability.
We were told that the only accommodation available would be if they had someone that they could send to stand in line for them.
Jonelle Newman is director of the Health Rights Clinic at the University of Miami Law School.
I am also one of plaintiff's counsel in Miami Workers Center versus Mike Harrell.
In that lawsuit, Newman and a team of lawyers from UM and other community organizations are suing Mike Carroll. He's the director of the Florida Department of Children and Families. The agency administers the federal DSNAP program in Florida. They're also suing the U.S. Department of Agriculture, the USDA, which is ultimately in charge of DSNAP. The suit claims the two entities did not do enough to accommodate people with disabilities, like providing alternatives for people to do telephone interviews or go to smaller satellite offices to register or receive home visits. States have the option to set up these kinds of alternatives. The USDA has to approve them, but Florida never asked.
You know, we had people out there who walked a half mile or more from the parking lot just to get into the line. That's not possible for our clients.
The USDA declined to be interviewed. It does not comment on pending litigation, and the Department of Children and Families did not respond to multiple requests for an interview. Newman says she looked through all the plans for setting up DSNAP in Florida.
And I couldn't find a single reference to the word accommodation or disability. This was a very large, I think, blind spot.
The issue of long lines and concerns about people with disabilities wasn't just a Florida issue. DSNAP food assistance was also rolled out in Texas in the wake of Hurricane Harvey. Jeff Larson is a lawyer for Lone Star Legal Aid in Houston.
We had people who were in wheelchairs, or people who for various reasons, either for health reasons or just for scheduling reasons, could not take out 5 hours in the sunshine to go stand in line.
At one of the registration sites, a man in Texas died after having a heart attack while waiting in line. Larson's office is not suing Texas or the federal government. He says they may have, had it not been for a fire that burnt their office just a few days after the worst of the Harvey rain stopped.
We didn't have a copier. We didn't have a printer. We had some laptop computers that had escaped the fire, but that was about it.
Another challenge with any legal action regarding the DSNAP program, the program is fleeting. There's a short window for people to register, and then it's done. And courts generally move pretty slowly. But Jonelle Newman and her team in Miami were able to get an emergency hearing. They reached a tentative agreement with the state and federal governments. By tomorrow, the USDA will have to decide whether to allow telephone interviews. If that's approved, only people with disabilities who pre-registered online will still have the chance to sign up for emergency food assistance. If the USDA decides it will not allow telephone interviews, litigation will continue. A hearing is already penciled in for November 20th. I'm Wilson Sayre in Miami.